Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about getting your anointing flowing. You've been given this gift. You've been given this anointing from God. And anointing is, it's God's power. It's his equipping. It's his, he set you apart for a specific role, for a specific function in his body. And in the anointing, there's also health. There's power. There's all kinds of things that are in this anointing, and it's all found in Christ. But we have to get this anointing flowing in our lives, this gifts and power of the Holy Spirit, getting that flowing in our lives. We're going to be talking about that today, but we're going to get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're not familiar with this prayer and you're new to us here, this whole prayer came about, this whole program came about, really, the Abundant Life Blueprint came about from Proverbs chapter 13, 22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse inspired me to start creating a whole manual and systems and much more for how to build an abundant life and training for every area, for purpose, for health, for family, for finances, spiritual growth, walking with God every day. And it turned into this whole program, a series of courses, a series of books. We do these daily communions. And out of everything we do in this, the first thing to get established in your life, the first thing to get implemented into your life is this daily prayer that we pray. Now, are there other prayers that you can pray? Sure, of course. But this is a prayer I see God answering it in amazing ways, literally every day. And I believe this prayer is mostly scripture, but if you'll get this prayer implemented into your life, I believe you'll see some massive shifts, and I believe you'll experience God working in your life and maybe even this anointing flowing in your life and in a whole new level. And so this prayer process, there's a process to it. We pray about a 2-minute long prayer, and then it's doing the other half of prayer, taking a couple minutes to get still and to listen, because prayer is meant to be a two-way communication, taking a few minutes to get still and listen and plan your day with God, and then go about your day executing the things that you know to do, not the things that you're unsure about, but what do you know to do today? What do you know needs to be done? What's that prompting, that unction, that anointing that is prompting on the inside of you today? What are those things that you know to do? And then executing those, trusting that God is with you, trusting that he's there equipping and empowering you. We talk about getting your anointing flowing, doing the things that you know to do, loving God, loving other people as yourself, doing those things, trusting that God is with you. He's equipping and empowering you to do those things. I believe if you'll pray this prayer, do the other half of prayer and create a plan with God for the day, and then execute on that plan, trusting that this anointing is there to do those things and to do them with excellence and to do them with joy and to do them with a good attitude. I believe you'll see some massive shifts in just how your everyday life goes. Well, let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching this video, all of their families, their friends, those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Lord, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him as your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet, made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, bless our time here together. Let us all come away with practical things that we can implement, along with feeling challenged and encouraged and inspired and enlightened all at the same time. And we ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and this anointing that you've given us, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world and a blessing to people right around us, the people that we interact with every day. And Father, keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And Lord, we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders. Keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So if you'd like to learn more about that prayer, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com and you'll find on our free tools and resources page some information on that 30-day prayer challenge, along with some additional training videos and a tracker that you can use to plan your day with God and keep track of how you're doing. Are you executing those things with peace and joy and God's power flowing through you? Or does everything feel hard and heavy and these types of things? And learning to shift, create some shifts in those areas of your life. But like I said, you'll find some additional training videos and trackers and things to help you along with that process at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com on our free tools and resources page there. But we've been talking about in this month of June of 2021, you've been anointed. God has given you this amazing anointing, and it's found in Christ. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You have this unction. You have this stirring on the inside of you. And what is an anointing? Anointing was oil smeared on somebody, olive oil dumped on somebody's head to anoint them as a king, to anoint them as a priest. All of the furnishings of the tabernacle had to be anointed. To be anointed is to be made holy. It's to be made consecrated. It's to be set apart for special use, for a special purpose. God has given you an anointing for a special role in his body. And we all have different gifts and roles within the body. I was just reading this morning about, you know, if everybody was an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If everybody was an ear, where would the sense of smell be? And these types of things. We all have different roles and gifts. And it's learning to get our anointing and our gifting flowing in our life. But in the anointing, there is also, there's health in the anointing. There is power. There's flow with the Holy Spirit. All of these things come with this anointing. And realizing, number one, we've been given this. It's a gift that God has given us. He has anointed us. I like to think of the anointing. One of the analogies I like to use for the anointing is like holy sunscreen. It's like holy sunscreen that allows you to stand in God's presence and receive the good things of God without getting burned. To stand in his presence and to receive these good things of God without getting burned. If you go out in the sun without sunscreen, there are benefits of the sun, of being out in the sun, but eventually you're out there too long, you can get burned. Think of it, you know, we put olive oil or sunscreens or, you know, all different cultures around the world. There was smear grease and oils and things like that on their skin to protect their skin. It's actually interesting. In the Old Testament of the Bible, people were typically anointed with olive oil. You would anoint a king or a priest with olive oil. And they had a special olive oil mix that God showed them had to make. They had fragrant aromas and spices and things like that that was in there. It was a special anointing oil that they would use. It was very fragrant. And I once had a scientist who was coming to my gym. And she was experimenting with some things like the UV effects on our body of the sun rays and the harmful effects of UV rays and things like that on our eyes and on our body. And I had her try something for me. I said, would you try olive oil for me? Would you test it out and just see how it goes? So she tries out the olive oil. And she says, olive oil actually protects the body from the harmful effects better than anything else that I found. Actually blocks out all of the harmful, but it lets all the good things in. And so this anointing that you have from God, it can create protection, it can create health, it can allow all the good things of God, it can allow you to stand in his presence and to receive all the good things from him and to protect you. And we're not burned up in his presence. We can stand in his presence with freedom, with confidence, because of this anointing that we have in Christ. But we have to receive this anointing. We have to get it flowing through us and out into the world to better love people. This anointing that we have is meant to serve people. This anointing that we have is meant to make us great so that we serve people. And we love people and we're a blessing to people all over the world. That's the purpose of the anointing. But we have to receive it from God. We have to get it flowing through us and out into the world. So I like to think of it this way. Three levels of flow. Number one is receiving it from God. And so how can we do that? Number one, remain in him. Remain in him. In 1 John chapter 2, it says we've been given this anointing from God. And it teaches us all things. We have this anointing. We have this unction where we know what to do. We can receive this from God. But it says that what? It teaches you to remain in him. Jesus said, if you will remain in me, your lives will produce much fruit. Remain in my love. Stay focused and keep your eyes fixed on how much God loves you. This is level one. Keep your eyes focused and fixed and receiving this on how much God loves you. He's given you steadfast love. He's given you this anointing. He's given you this special gift, this special equipping to better love people, to better love his body, to better love the people around you in your life, starting from the inside out, right in your household. He's given you this anointing to do this, but we have to receive it from him. You can start praising him. You can start thanking him. Keep your eyes fixed on the things above where God is working for your good continually. And he's given you this anointing that's in Christ. And realizing it's in Christ, it's not in ourselves. This anointing is in Christ. And so we have to get to flow level number two. We have to get ourselves out of the way. We often limit what God wants to do in our lives because we either put the pressure on ourselves to make this thing flow and to work and to grind away in our own strength rather than resting in this anointing and this gifting. To access this anointing, we have to rest. We have to get out of the way and let this flow through us. But we often put the pressure on ourselves to make all this happen. We think we have to make it happen in our own strength, or we don't access it because we think we're not worthy. We think we're not capable. This anointing that God has given us, it's going to prompt us. It's going to give us this unction, this knowing of what to do on the inside. But he's going to prompt you to do some things that you probably never thought that you could do. He's going to prompt you to do some things that are out of your comfort zone. He's going to prompt you to do some things that maybe look like, whoa, I never thought I could do that. And you're right. You can't. But he can. And he's given you this gift and this equipping. Think about Moses. God tells him to go speak to the people. And Moses says, well, I'm not a good speaker. I can't do this. And God says, what? I'll be with you. And not only that, God told him, I will help you speak and I will teach you what to say. I will help you speak and I will teach you what to say. If you just go. The gift and the anointing is there. I am with you. If you'll just go, I will equip you and I will empower you. So what is that thing that God is telling you to do? What is that thing that God is prompting you to do that you know deep down on the inside you're supposed to be doing, but maybe you've never done it because you thought you were not capable. You thought you were not capable. You're condemning yourself. You think, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not capable enough. I've never done that before. We talked about just a couple days ago how when Saul was anointed as king of Israel. He started to prophesy, and all of the people that had known him before said, hey, what's happening to Saul? He's never done this before. This anointing is going to prompt you to do some things that you have never done in your life before. And it's learning to get out of the way and to let this flow through. And learning to realize, hey, the pressure is not on me to make this happen. I don't have to do this in my own strength. I might not have ever been able to do that before, but God's equipping and his power is more than enough to make it happen. If he's prompting me to do it, then I can rest and I can trust that there's more than enough grace and anointing and whatever we need there to flow through us to make it happen. And remember, flow level number three is that this anointing, this gift that you have is meant to serve people. It's meant to help people. It's meant to love people, meant to minister to people. And so when we learn how, it's a beautiful thing that happens. When we learn how to get out of the way, we receive this from God. We take the pressure off of ourselves and we get out of the way. This amazing thing happens is that I can get more present because I'm not worried about taking care of myself. I'm not worried about figuring out how to do all these things. I'm not worried about, am I good enough? Am I worthy enough? How am I doing? I'm not worried about all that. I can simply rest and I can trust that this anointing is there. And it's equipping me, it's empowering me to flow through me, and it's more than enough. And I can rest and I can trust, but I have to trust in it. I have to lean on this, not on my own understanding. I have to lean on and understand that this anointing is there to equip me and to empower me. And it's bringing health, it's bringing power, it's bringing flow, it's bringing gifts of the Spirit, it's bringing knowing what to do. It's bringing, it says the anointing teaches you all things. All that's there, but we have to rest and we have to trust in it. We have to let it flow through us by taking the pressure off of ourselves. We tend to beat ourselves up. We don't give ourselves grace. We tend to condemn ourselves for all the ways we're not capable and we're not worthy and all the ways we've missed it. This anointing is there because of what Jesus did. And God wants to equip you and empower you with this, with these gifts of the Holy Spirit, to let it flow through you so that we serve people and we're a blessing to people. And when I take my eyes off of myself, and I get in Christ and I just remain in his love. I keep my eyes fixed on his love. This beautiful thing happens where all of a sudden I get way more present and I am better able to see opportunities because I'm more present and I'm more externally focused because I'm not worried about myself anymore. And I'm more able to love the people around me. And as I see those opportunities and I take those opportunities and I just go love and I go serve and I do the things I feel God's prompting me to do, those unctions that I have on the inside, I go do those things, you'll find that all of a sudden this equipping, this empowering just begins to flow through you. It's there, but we have to tap into it, getting it flowing through us. We have to receive it from God. We got to get out of the way, let it flow through us, and go serve people, go love people, go be a blessing to people that are around you. And I believe if you'll do this, you'll start strengthening this, you'll start growing in this, you'll never want to go back to living the other way. It'll be a radical shift in how you experience your life, because all of these amazing things are found in this anointing, and you have it. God has already given it to you. It's there waiting for you to tap into. And now it simply becomes getting it flowing in our lives to better love and serve the people. And then all, you know, what's going to happen? You're going to get blessed in the middle. You're going to get blessed in the middle. You're going to be truly living the life God has created you to live. But we're going to take communion over this. You know, earlier this week, we prayed for our weekly, yearly cycle time that God would send us opportunities every day this week to be a blessing to the people right around us, to our neighbors right around us. And so I believe God's sending those opportunities. So now it's going to be resting and trusting. All right, God's sending me opportunities, looking for opportunities to do good today, looking for opportunities to be a blessing. And it might just be striking up a conversation with whoever's around and looking for opportunities to be a blessing, looking for opportunities to do good. We can start with that, and you'll be amazed at how it will grow if you just start implementing that. But every time we take communion, we do so with holy awe and reverence and joy and delight for what God did, what Jesus did for us. He could have left us on our own. He could have just done nothing and left us by ourselves. He could have retaliated at us for all the ways we've missed it. But he chose to do good. He chose to give us his love, his grace, his anointing, all of these amazing things in Christ. And we can enter into that rest in Christ and learn to let his grace, his love, his anointing, all of these things flow through us. But we have to receive it from God. We have to get out of the way in the middle. And we have to put these things to work to love and to serve people around us and to do good every day. And so we thank you, Lord, for this bread and what it represents. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And Father, we just ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. So as we take the cup here, I want this communion time to be a reminder that you've been given this anointing. And we're going to activate this. Communion is an activator. Every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. And his death was a big deal, because in the case of a will or an estate plan, you have to prove the death of somebody to activate all of the estate planning, that person's will and estate. You have to prove their death. For example, if you're trying to get their life insurance paid out, you have to prove their death. You have to have the death certificate. Every time we take communion, we're proclaiming his death, which was the transition from the old way of doing things, of law and works, to this new covenant of grace and love. And we've been given this anointing in this new covenant. And we went to this communion today to be symbolic of, we're activating this in our life. We're going to get this flowing in our lives. And I think there's something truly powerful about communion, and that it's combining spiritual principles. We're combining with the spiritual principles of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And we're bringing it into the present moment, and we're making it active and relevant in our lives as we stir this into our mind and our imaginations. And then we have something practical, something physical that we're actually doing. And this creates a point in time, a turning point in time, that this is going to turn and cause the flow of this anointing to turn and begin to flow out of us. And so from this point in time, and today would be a good day to write this down, today, whatever day you're watching this video, as you take communion over this idea of God has anointed you and equipped you with special gifts to better love and serve the people around you, today would be a turning point that I'm going to get this flowing in my life and I'm not going to go back. It's going to grow. It's going to change the trajectory of my life starting today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." And we thank you for it, Father. So every time we take communion, it's a turning point. Today, we're going to get this anointing that's been given to us in this new covenant. We're going to get it flowing in our lives. Today is going to be the turning point. It's going to start to flow from this point on. But now we have to walk it out. How do we walk it out? Stay in love. Keep your eyes fixed on the things above. That God is working continually for your good. He's given you this anointing. And then go out and look for opportunities to love people. Look for opportunities to serve. Look for opportunities to do good. If you'll keep your eyes fixed on the eyes above and keep the command of love, I believe you will walk this thing out. And this will be a true turning point. It will change the trajectory of your life from this point on if you'll do those simple things. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.